Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. starts a worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at noon, you can actually call this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. That's 12 Eastern Standard Time. And they also have Bible studies every Wednesday at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and the website is comingtothelight.org. Comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
No one will.
know that we've been through some things, but declare it now. Say, oh. No matter what I used to be, say this. They might have said that it was cancer. It doesn't matter. Oh. Guess who the victory belongs to?
Victory belongs to you. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Really soft demand, really soft.
Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him. Victory belongs to him.
Crystal.
Hallelujah. Victory belongs to you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross, taking the sins of the world and defeating, conquering, overcoming, drawing the works of sin, defeating hell and the grave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to you, Jesus. Well, thank you once again for calling in this beautiful, glorious Saturday morning. Amen. Hope you had a good night's rest. Yesterday was a good day for me to get out and, as I say, put some smoke in the air. Did a little grilling. Amen. So we're going to get into the word coming out of the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read them out there. The King James Version, the New Living Translation, and the Message Bible. The King James Version, the New Living Translation, and the Message Bible. King James Version, Revelation chapter 6, verse 1, and it reads, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." This is John the Revelator. The whole book of Revelation is a vision that John is seeing. He's caught up in the spirit, as we say. So the whole book of Revelation is John talking about this vision that he has in the spirit. And so in chapter 6, verse 1, he says that, And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, and as it were of the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see, John, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now I'm going to read it in a New Living Translation. And it reads, "As I watched, the Lamb broke the first of the seven seals of the scroll. Then I heard one of the four living beings say with a voice like thunder, come. I looked up and saw a white horse standing there. His rider carried a bow, and a crown was placed on his head. He rode out to win many battles and gain the victory." The Message translation reads, "And I watched while the Lamb ripped off the first of the seven seals. I heard one of the animals roar, come out. I looked. I saw a white horse. His rider carried a bow and was given a victory garland. He rode off victorious, conquering right and left. He rode off victorious, conquering right and left. New Living Translation says, he rode out to win many battles and gain the victory. The King James Version says, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That's the title of the message this morning. The title of the message this morning is Conquering and to Conquer. Conquering and to conquer. Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for watching over us as we lay down and rest before you, God. Thank you for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us, keeping us in their care, God, fighting off the fiery darts of the enemy. And thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, Father, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you will have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, to build us up and stir us up to go out into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, Father. Your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, who are bound and captive by what we call sin. Thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sin. Thank you, Father, for allowing him to go to the cross, to take the sins of the world to the cross, Father. And thank you, Father, for allowing him to go to hell for us, taking the keys of hell from Satan. And thank you, Father, for raising Jesus up with all power on the third day and receiving him into heaven with his sinless, precious blood. Thank you for Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. And thank you for you, God, Almighty God, our Father, El Shaddai, more than enough, our Avenger. Thank you and I praise you, Father, just for who you are. Now, Father, as we receive your message, help us to apply it to our lives, God, to make it personal, God, that we may be able to go out and do what you called us to do, conquering and to conquer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Conquering and to conquer. Well, I love that song. Victory belongs to Jesus. He's the conqueror. Let's look at the word conquer. Conquer. This morning is going to be kind of like motivation, encouragement, a reminder of who we are in Christ. So we're going to read a few definitions just so we can understand who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The word conquer. Conquer, first definition, is to gain or acquire by force of arms. Subjugate. Subjugate means to bring under control and governance as a subject. To make submissive, to subdue, to conquer or bring into subjection, to vanquish, to bring under control, especially by an exertion of the will. Keep that in mind. To bring under control, especially by an exertion of the will, to restrain. Second definition of conquer is to overcome by force of arms. To vanquish. Vanquish means to overcome in battle. To subdue completely. To defeat in a conflict or contest. To gain mastery over an emotion, passion, or temptation. I'm going to read that one again. To gain mastery over an emotion, a passion, or temptation. The third definition of conquer is to gain mastery over or win by overcoming obstacles or opposition. To gain mastery over or win by overcoming obstacles or opposition. So when I think about the word mastery and how it says to gain mastery over an emotion or passion or temptation, that speaks about the mind, the mentality. Says that we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So the same mentality that Jesus has, we have. The same mentality that Jesus had while he was walking this earth as a human being, the same mind, the same mentality that he had, the mastery over emotions, passions, temptations, we also have. Another definition for conquer is to overcome by mental or moral power. That's what we just talked about. To overcome by mental or moral power. Why, Stephanie? She often says, it's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. To overcome by mental or moral power. To surmount. Surmount means to surpass in quality or attainment. To excel. To prevail over. Overcome. To get to the top of, climb to climb. But understand that this is not in the physical sense. It's mental. So surmount, to surpass in quality or attainment, to excel, to prevail over, to overcome, not with physical strength, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. To get to the top of, to climb, not physically, not in the natural sense, mentally, spiritually. Another definition for conquer, to be victorious, glory to God, to be victorious. That means that you are victorious. You can't be something that you're not. To be victorious, having won a victory, that's past tense. To be victorious means having won a victory. It's over. It's already done. It's fulfilled. It's accomplished. It's defeated. Having won a victory of, relating to, or characteristic of victory. That's what to be victorious means. Of, relating to, or characteristic of victory. Jesus walked around this earth victorious. His mindset was, I am the Son of God. I am victorious. I am more than a conqueror. Let's see what he said. St. John 16th chapter. Talking about conquering and to conquer. St. John 16th chapter. Starting at verse 31. And I'm going to read different translations because it gives us a better understanding of what the King James Version says. I always use the King James Version as my base. So everything else that I read, it has to line up with the King James Version, but it gives me a better understanding of some of the words in the King James Version says. St. John, 16th chapter, starting at verse 31. This is Jesus speaking, talking to his disciples. Now his disciples, after one of Jesus' teachings, said, now we understand. Now we're sure. And we know that you came from God. Now we're sure. Took them a while. They had been walking with Jesus. Seen everything that he has done. But now in the 16th chapter of John, we're going to start at verse 31. Jesus answered them, "Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." Glory to God. See, he could have easily said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that ye might have peace." That would have been good enough. The words of Jesus are good enough to give us peace. But he didn't say unto you that, he didn't say that these things I have spoken unto you that ye might have peace. He added two words. In me. These things I have spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace. In the world. That's why. Because in the world ye shall have tribulation. Tribulation comes with being in the world. Tribulation comes with being in the world. But he had already prepared them. He had already comforted them by saying, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace." So our peace is in Jesus. That's why our peace is. Our peace is in Jesus. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's past tense. Not be of good cheer. I will overcome the world. Or be of good cheer. I might overcome the world. No. He says, be of good cheer. I have already, while he's living on this earth, I have already overcome the world. That's the King James Version. Now let's get it in the New Living Translation. St. John 16, starting at 31. Jesus asked, "Do you finally believe?" Wow. Imagine that. Do you finally believe? After all this time, I've been with you. Do you finally believe? But the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now. When you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. There's those two words again, in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Jesus' comfort was knowing that his Father was with him. That's where his peace came from. Knowing and understanding that his Father was with him. So that's why he said, have peace in me. Have this same mindset, this same mentality of knowing that my Father is with me. The Message translation, and it reads, Jesus answered them, do you finally believe? In fact, you're about to make a run for it. Saving your own skin and abandoning me. But I'm not abandoned. The Father is with me. I've told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assuredly at peace. I've told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. But take heart, I've conquered the world. Jesus said, don't worry about what's going on in this world. It's happening because it's the world. It comes with the world. But don't let it affect you. Don't get distracted. Matter of fact, he says, be of good cheer. Get excited when tribulations come. Get excited when trials and difficulties come. Get excited when you're facing obstacles. Because I have already overcome the world. If he's overcome the world, everything that comes with the world has also been overcome. Now let's look at it in the Amplified Bible. St. John 16, starting at 31. And it reads, Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Do you believe it at last? But take notice, the hour is coming, and it has arrived when you will all be dispersed and scattered, every man to his own home, leaving me alone. Now let's think about that. What's been going on in the last couple of years? People were scattered. People were shut in their own homes, leaving him alone, leaving the churches. But take notice, the hour is coming and it has arrived when you will all be dispersed and scattered, every man to his own home, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Listen to that. I'm going to read that again. Slowly. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. Because in the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. And if I have overcome the world, this is what I've done. I have deprived it of power to harm you. Man, let's just think about that. He said, I have deprived the world of its power to harm you. The world, everything that comes with the world, has no power to harm you. That's the mentality that Jesus wants us to have, to understand that in this world, nothing has the power to harm us because He has conquered it for us. He's conquered it for us. He's subdued it. He's vanquished it. He's mastered it, overcome it. He's defeated it. The mindset we should have in this world. Now let's look at 1 John. 1 John 2. That's 1 John. Going towards Revelation. 1 John 2nd chapter, verses 13 and 14. Talking about conquering and to conquer. 1 John 2nd chapter, verse 13. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. Verse 14, I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. That's the King James verse. Now let's read it in the Amplified Bible. 1 John 2, 13 and 14. In the Amplified Bible. We're also going to read it in the Message and the New Living Translation. This morning is all about understanding who we are in Christ Jesus. Having the same mentality, the same mindset that he had while he was on this earth. 1 John 2nd chapter, verse 13 and 14 in the Amplified. And it reads, I am writing to you, fathers, because you have come to know, recognize, be aware of, and understand him who has existed from the beginning. Jesus told some people that were descendants of Abraham, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. He's called the first and the last, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Says, who has existed from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have been victorious over the wicked one. I write to you, boys, lads, because you have come to know, recognize, be aware of the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have come to know, recognize, be conscious of, and understand him who has existed from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and vigorous, and the word of God is always abiding in you, in your hearts, and you have been victorious over the wicked one. You have been. That means already. Why? Because he has already overcome the wicked. Let's keep reading the message. The Message Translation. 1 John 2, verses 13 and 14. It says, I remind you, my dear children, your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name. You veterans were in on the ground floor and know the one who started all this. Newcomers have won a big victory over the evil one. And the second reminder, dear children, you know the Father from personal experience. Everybody has a testimony. We've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we can remind ourselves of what God has done for us, of what God has brought us out of, overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. It says, and the second reminder, dear children, you know the Father from personal experience. You veterans know the one who started it all. And you newcomers, such vitality and strength. God's word is so steady in you. Your fellowship with God enables you to gain a victory over the evil one. Now, the New Living Translation, and it reads, I am writing to you who are mature in the faith. Listen to this. I am writing to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ who existed from the beginning. I am writing to you who are young in the faith because you have won your battle with the evil one. I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ who existed from the beginning. I have written to you who are young in the faith because you are strong. God's word lives in your hearts. And you have won your battle with the evil one. You have won your battle with the evil one. Conquering and to conquer. It says that Jesus is seated in heavenly places next to the Father. He's seated seated in heavenly places next to the Father. Romans 8 chapter, in closing, verse 34, it reads, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even, listen to this, it could have said, who is at the right hand of God. That's good enough. This Jesus who is risen, who is at the right hand of God, but it added a word there, says who is even at the right hand of God. See, God's word is particular. It's very particular. Says who is even at the right hand of God. The same position. The same authority. The same mindset that God has, Jesus has, says he's even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword. None of this. No tribulation. No distress. No persecution. No famine. No nakedness. No peril. No sword can separate us from loving Christ. Because of what he's done for us. See, this scripture has been misunderstood. Some may read it in a sense of Jesus separating his love from us. But tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, it can't separate Jesus' love from us because he has overcome the world. So he's encouraging us that because I've overcome the world, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword, should not separate your love from me because the same victory that I had while I was on the earth, you have. So everywhere you go, you should be conquering. Everywhere you go, you should be going to conquer. Conquering and to conquer. Conquering and to conquer. In the victory that Jesus has already won for us. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for reminding us, Father, of who we are in Christ Jesus. More than conquerors. Overcomers. Victorious Jesus did. Now help us, Father. To be conquerors. Everywhere we go, conquering and to conquer. Changing the atmosphere, changing the environment, changing the mindsets, changing the mentalities, changing the behavior. We're in this world, but we're not of it. Therefore, it doesn't affect us because we have overcome the world and everything in it. In Jesus. Thank you for the victory, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Conquering and to conquer. You're victorious. You've already won. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. Conquering and to conquer.